It's 105.1. We are Jack FM. Jared and Shireen, Renee Shell, Wyoming Game and Fish. Topic for this interview is permission slip applications. Now, every time I hear permission slip, I go back to school. But this is a good permission slip, and I'm really excited to tell folks about an opportunity to get access to some Du Bois area lands. Is it a day early, Renee?
Yep, a day early. Yes, this is not the permission slip where you have to go see the principal or all of those memories that it brings back. This is a good one. Maybe we could think of a better name, Shireen. Some of our commission-owned lands in Du Bois, specifically those up the East Fork Road, so that's like our Spence and Moriarty Wildlife Management Area and our Inberg and Roy Wildlife Habitat Management Area, those, like many of our lands around the state, are closed for winter, for wintering wildlife. And that's, for a lot of commission-owned lands, the reason why that those lands were acquired. Not all of them, but for many of them. So we really protect them in the winter, protect the wildlife that's there. And up on these two, we have, you know, bighorn sheep, we have elk, we have a lot of deer, moose, just to name a few that spend the winter there. The harshest kind of time of the year for them, and they're able to do that in a little bit more peace. It's a little bit wild to them too, and stressful as well. And so we've seen up the East Fork Road, animals getting kind of, you know, pushed, and not that anybody means to, right? But everyone is, you know, focused on, you know, getting out really. And so we've seen the stress that it causes the wildlife. So we thought, let's open a day early, and that day early would be May 15th because each year it opens to everyone on May 16th. Let's open it a day early to a few people, and maybe it won't be such of a shock, and the animals will have a little bit more time to kind of get pushed up higher, which is where we want them anyway. We want them then in the spring to be going up, moving up to the summer range, and there's usually better forage by mid-May up there anyway. We started this last year, and we'll put in online, and I'll talk about how to, you know, kind of where to find that. And it's a random draw.
Oh,
so
cool.
Last year, yeah, it's not first come, first serve, so that's nice that, you know, it's random draw. Applications are open right now, and they are open through April 15th, so you've got a little bit of time. If someone draws a permission slip, they get to take three other people with them, so they have to be present. I think it was last year someone put in their one-year-old daughter. You know, they're probably trying to put in every family member. And then they drew. Their one-year-old daughter was the family member that drew. And they said, does she have to be there? And we said, yeah. Yeah, she does. She's got to be there. So they brought her out. And
fun
she,
for her.
Yeah. She even got a little safety vest. And like, yeah. Oh, cute. Yeah. It was pretty cute to see, honestly. But so that person has to be there. And you can just take one a vehicle in together. Or you could ride four horses in. That would be a different option. We don't expect that everybody would be on the same horse there. yeah, that would be a little crazy. And you don't have to go in to collect antlers. I mean, some folks really just like to be the first ones in to hike, right?
Yep.
Or to fish. I mean, we all know what it's like to be the first one down the trail, you know, and you get to be the first one that maybe sees the moose or whatever it is. So you can do those things that day too. Last year, it was 25 permission slips, and we felt like it went really well. We got a ton of positive feedback just for doing it in the first place. And then, of course, the people who were there enjoyed it. This year, we are going to up that to 40 permission slips. So last year we saw, you know, kind of what that was. That would have equated to 100 people. And we thought, you know, we could probably allow a few more in and still be okay.
Great.
Yeah, it's super exciting. You can apply now. The easiest way to get to that is to go to the homepage for the Game and Fish, which is wgfd.yo.gov. Click on the public access button at the top, and then go down to the Hunter Management Area Square, and then hit apply for permission slips. You'll have to sign into your Game and Fish account or create one if you don't have one. And then once you get in, you'll hit apply for permission slips again. There'll be another button. And it's actually the only permission slip that's open right now, but it lays it out for you. You'll get a copy of the rules if you draw, but if you wanted to see kind of the rules that day, and it talks about, like I said, the three additional people and the one vehicle, you can go, you know, back out to that public access button and down to to our WHMA button and then select either Kevin Inberg or Spencer Moriarty. Select one of those, and there'll be something that a little line that says early opening rules, and you'll click on that. And if you can't find it, just call us over here, because I know it's a few pages to step through, but you can call our front desk at 332-2688, and we can help you kind of step through where to see that stuff.
What's the deadline on the permission slips?
Yep, April 15th. So you have April 15th, and then the draw will be on like May 3rd and like that morning, and we'll have results out, I think, by 8 a.m. on May 3rd.
You know, there are a few steps on the Wyoming Game and Fish Department website, which is wgfd.yo.gov. But I swear, Renee, every single time I'm on this, I learn so much, and there's always like really great information, whether you have to weed through some stuff. But I think it's great.
Yeah, even if you get lost.
Yeah, it's a good lost. It's like a good lost. Yeah, every single time. So, Renee, we'll talk to you soon. Always a plethora of information. County10.com features Renee Schell, Wyoming Game and Fish, on the podcast section, and all the time at county10.com on the homepage. So, Renee, we'll talk soon.
Great.